Sadly, Ireland's current wave of emigration is merely the latest chapter in a long history of departures. More than 400,000 people, one-sixth of the country's population, left these shores in the 1950s, many of them, of course, travelling to Britain with a dream of making a better life. It didn't always turn out that way, but as Anna May Mangan points out in her recently published memoir, Me and Mine, it was often the only option open to people.
Leaving home was a simple sail or starve choice. There was no work in rural Ireland, nor any prospect of it for my aunts and uncles. Letters home from friends and neighbours already working in London told proudly of flushing toilets, electricity, running hot water, and dances 7 nights a week. They would have loved to travel to England in twos and threes, but had to wait and save up for the three S's: shoes, suitcase, and a suit. One by one, according to who was older or had the most common sense, they set off for London. In a state of high excitement, they sailed, envied by the brothers and sisters they left behind, who were all counting the hours until it would be their turn to leave.
The trials and tribulations of an Irish immigrant family in London is the topic of Anna May Mangan's memoir. And with me to discuss the book and London's Irish community in the 1950s are Katrina Crowe, Senior Archivist at the National Archives of Ireland, and Paul Rouse of the UCD School of History and Archives. You're both very welcome. Katrina, when we consider the issues that were raised there in that clip about the desire to leave and the encouragement of others to follow as well, what were the most important reasons, do you think, why people were going and why there was such a determination for others to follow them?
Well, the main reason was very large families with inadequate resources to support all of their members, and that was known by Irish families right back into the 19th century. There's plenty of evidence of that. A very oppressive Catholic Church that was one of the instrumental factors in those very large families, because women were forbidden to practice contraception. High unemployment, particularly in rural areas, and not until, of course, the late 1950s do we get any proper industrial development, and things start to shift a little bit at that point. And very poor marriage prospects, so that you have, of course, the traditional stereotype of the elderly brother and sister living together on the farm and never being able to marry. And in ways it goes back, I suppose, to the creation of a peasant landowning society at the end of the 19th century with the introduction of the Land Commission. Small peasant proprietors to whom land is everything, no more subdivision like you had before the famine, and that creates surplus labour everywhere. But of course, on the other side of it is the bright lights in the big cities, and the Commission on Immigration in the late 40s derisively remarked at one point, should they're going for cigarettes and cinemas? Yeah. Well, why not? I mean, pretty good reason to go.
Segment 1. Sadly, Ireland's current wave of emigration is merely the latest chapter in a long history of departures. More than 400,000 people, one-sixth of the country's population, left these shores in the 1950s, many of them, of course, travelling to Britain with a dream of making a better life. It didn't always turn out that way, but as Anna May Mangan points out in her recently published memoir, Me and Mine, it was often the only option open to people.
Leaving home was a simple sail or starve choice. There was no work in rural Ireland, nor any prospect of it for my aunts and uncles. Letters home from friends and neighbours already working in London told proudly of flushing toilets, electricity, running hot water, and dances 7 nights a week.
Segment 2.
They would have loved to travel to England in twos and threes, but had to wait and save up for the three S's: shoes, suitcase, and a suit. One by one, according to who was older or had the most common sense, they set off for London. In a state of high excitement, they sailed, envied by the brothers and sisters they left behind, who were all counting the hours until it would be their turn to leave.
The trials and tribulations of an Irish immigrant family in London is the topic of Anna May Mangan's memoir. And with me to discuss the book and London's Irish community in the 1950s are Katrina Crowe, Senior Archivist at the National Archives of Ireland, and Paul Rouse of the UCD School of History and Archives. You're both very welcome.
Segment 3.
Katrina, when we consider the issues that were raised there in that clip about the desire to leave and the encouragement of others to follow as well, what were the most important reasons, do you think, why people were going and why there was such a determination for others to follow them?
Well, the main reason was very large families with inadequate resources to support all of their members. And that was known by Irish families right back into the 19th century. There's plenty of evidence of that. a very oppressive Catholic Church that was one of the instrumental factors in those very large families, because women were forbidden to practice contraception. High unemployment, particularly in rural areas, and not until, of course, the late 1950s do we get any proper industrial development, and things start to shift a little bit at that point.
Segment 4.
And very poor marriage prospects, so that you have, of course, the traditional stereotype of the elderly brother and sister living together on the farm and never being able to marry. And in ways it goes back, I suppose, to the creation of a peasant landowning society at the end of the 19th century with the introduction of the Land Commission. Small peasant proprietors to whom land is everything, no more subdivision like you had before the famine. And that creates surplus labour everywhere. But of course, on the other side of it is the bright lights in the big cities. And the Commission on Immigration in the late 40s derisively remarked at one point, should they're going for cigarettes and cinemas?
Yeah.
Well, why not? I mean, pretty good reason to go.